Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So today we are going to talk about unbalanced friendships. And this is what are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know.
Oh God, we're both in a bit of a funny mood, aren't we?
We are.
We're both a bit like we've got a lot bubbling in our heads that we're trying not to think about.
Yeah. We do. Yeah. There's a lot going on for both of us at the moment, isn't there, actually?
Yeah.
Lucy's so we're in a bit of a silly mood.
Yeah. We are.
And I'm off to the Civic Mayor of Croydon Awards tonight. So yeah. I'm feeling a bit nervous about that.
But you've been nominated for an award.
For an award.
For your kiosk.
For my kiosk, for my community cafe, which is really exciting, actually.
It's brilliant.
You've so sweet of the lady councillor, who's one of our local councillors, who's just been incredibly supportive of the project. So yeah, she's nominated us, and I saw her at the community event behind where you live. And she said that she had taken like loads of stuff that people had sent her in emails when we were having problems with the electricity, and she had to do she had to write something.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really cute. Apparently we have to have a photo taken with the mayor with our certificate as a nominee.
Yeah.
And then who knows, maybe we'll win. I mean, I don't think we will win, but
you could be a winner the next podcast. We could be celebrating a win.
Imagine
I think we should. Do you know what the category is?
I have no idea. No. I have no idea. It's been very light on details. I just know there's a ceremony. But yeah, so we shall see. It'll be fun. I'm hoping there'll be canapes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you know, I don't think we will get canapes. A friend of mine was nominated and actually won. He got a medal.
He got
a medal for his Bromley ones. He did the Bromley Mayor Awards and he got a medal. I just get a certificate. Maybe the winner gets a medal.
No, but if you win, you might get a medal. Or you might get a trophy. You might get an engraved trophy.
A china plate or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Do you think?
Well, let's keep us updated, Lucy.
We can keep dreaming, can't we, until my dreams are dashed tonight at Croydon Town Hall.
We can.
Actually, Croydon Town Hall is very beautiful for those people that don't know.
It's really beautiful. Really
stunning.
Old. Really beautiful. Really nice lights. It's been preserved so well.
Yeah.
I'd just like to interject with speaking of dreaming.
It's been preserved so well.
But last night I watched a really lovely film, because you mentioned Muriel's Wedding in the last podcast, and that lovely actress, what's her name?
Toni Collette.
Yeah, I bloody love her.
She's one of my favourites.
So good. You have to watch Dreams of a Sunshine. I'm talking about something I can't remember.
Oh no, that's Kate Winslet, I think. But anyway,
it's an adaptation, and it's got her and what's the Homelands guy called again?
Damien Hirst was like a race driver, wasn't
no,
he?
No, Damien Hirst was a Damien Hirst is the artist.
Oh, who am I thinking of? I actually knew someone.
Oh, Damien. I know who you're thinking of. Damien
Mansell.
Racing car
I was going to say Damien Mansell. This is really. Sorry, guys. I think this is our worst opening yet.
No, what's he? What's the racing car driver called?
Damien Manson.
Is it Damien Mansell?
I think it's Nigel Mansell, actually.
Nigel Mansell, that's it.
I'm being silly now.
We'll work out the Damien one. The film that I think everyone should watch, what was her name again?
Toni Collette. How do you not know Toni
Collette? No, I just can't remember anything because of the camping. I'm still traumatised by the lack of sleep.
I don't think you should go camping anymore, actually. I think you feel always quite traumatised. I mean, actually, I suppose everyone feels a little bit traumatised after camping.
Yeah.
It is a pretty traumatic event that we put ourselves through. I put myself through it on quite a regular basis as well, actually.
I think I'm going to, now that I've bought all the gear. Like, I just feel like I need... And I was looking around the campsite and thinking, oh, my God, you've come here and you don't even have kids. Like, I do it because, Gabriella loves it and it's great for the kids. I definitely wouldn't be a camper if I didn't
Oh, I
have
went
a
camping
child.
When I didn't have children.
Yeah, I did all at 17.
No, I did throughout my 20s.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You are
great holiday. You just get to wake up, drink. That's why I don't drink anymore. Like, camping holidays were great because you could drink all day.
I mean, you do.
No
that's
one judges
you. No,
yeah.
You just get up and you just, yeah. That's what we did.
It's brilliant. Had, you can swim. I
yeah,
love swimming.
If you're near a, yeah.
You can cook shit food and eat.
Yeah,
you and can. And no one, you know, you can cook just crapness. Or and then you get so sick of the crapness that you just end up eating out, which is another one of my favourite things to do. It's got a lot of my favourite things to do. The only thing I mind about is the bed situation.
That's the only thing. It's the coldness. It's the coldness at night. That
I
love the days.
Camp beds, so game changer. Camp beds changed my life when camping. It's just great.
Yeah, I have no issue with the bed. I've got these really good like pump up base, you know, the ones I've got from Decathlon. They're amazing. And the mattress, that it's comfort wise, it's fine. It's just the temperature. Mm. And that's all. And like, even with hot water
May's,
bottles, you wake up.
Early May, I had a 40th birthday camping and it was cold.
Yeah.
The first couple of nights I was shivering in my, what are they called? Sleeping bags, which is never what you want.
No,
so.
It's too early.
Anyway.
It's just too early.
Talk to me about unbalanced friendships, because
well, yeah,
it's kind of yours topic. Oh, yeah,
you know,
film.
But can I just talk about the film quickly? So last night... No, you can't. Well, I'm going to.
We've moved on.
I'm going to. So interesting. So what I'm going to tell everyone is to watch a really lovely film called Dream Horse with Toni Collette in it. Mm. It's amazing. And it's based on a true story. And it's just so feel good. Like happy tears. Everyone watch it. I watched it last night and I almost want to watch it again.
Oh, really? Yeah. It was that good, was it?
Really good. You don't have to love horses.
Oh, it's about horses.
Yeah, it's about a dream horse.
Could I watch it with Dorothy,
my eldest,
who is obsessed by horses?
Yeah.
I actually made the mistake of telling her that I might get a horse when we move to the country. And now she just every 5 minutes keeps on asking me, are you really going to get a horse, mummy? And I was like, I don't know. She was like, well, you're going to have to do this and do this and do this. And she told me all the things I'd have to do in a day if I had a horse. And turns out horses are a lot of work.
Yeah, they
like
are
a lot of work. And I was like, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting remorse. That's my impulsivity coming into play. And now she's like, so she went from being really, really happy with me. Like I'm the best mum in the world that I want a horse and we can go riding together to you're the worst mummy in the world because you got me really excited. And now you've dashed my dreams.
I mean, you might have to get, it's good to keep horses as
together.
Twos. You're like,
well, no, but we're going to get a donkey.
Yeah. But I think you could have a companion horse.
Yeah.
You know, like just an old horse that you just have in the field. You could have a companion horse. It's nice to have. A donkey would work, but like a horse would be even better. Go for it. Get one. Mm. If you can.
There's some really... I was looking at the... Because I've got into looking at the Ordnance Survey maps of like where I'm going to be living, just to like look at like all the footpaths and stuff. Because I think that's one of the things I'm most looking forward to. Because I think... In London, like obviously you've got the green chain and all of that stuff, which are amazing. And I've done quite a lot of the green chain and Capital Ring as well. But you tend to go to parks to go for walks and things like that. So I am really looking forward to being able to, you know, go on real proper walks.
Stomps.
And like have some, have some really good
really
loops
good stomps.
From the house. And that's going to be really fun to explore another area. But the bridleways look amazing from where... we live. You kind of go up one, which I know quite well, and then there's like, you know, five or six different directions
you could go
in.
Well, get one so that when I come down, I can ride at least. You know, if it's not for you, get me one.
I'll just buy a really expensive mammal
just for when we visit.
Yeah,
and
horses
I can go
scare me a bit because I just think they're a bit like if AI doesn't take over. Then I feel like I know the Simpsons predicted that dolphins would, but they're good at predictions. But I think maybe horses would.
Yeah,
they're really clever.
They're really clever.
So
intuitive.
Also, they like don't like you if they don't like you. They're like, fuck off, mate.
Although they're quite insecure. You know, they take their energy from you. Like if you're nervous, they become nervous. They really sense.
They're
proper empaths.
Yeah,
horses.
Maybe I've just got bad energy then.
No, because the dogs like you.
Yeah.
And they're really good at energy collection.
Yeah.
From others, for sure.
Oh, well, actually, this my husband told me this. So one of my daughter's best friends, Samaya, said that the reason she doesn't like dogs is because in her culture, they believe that dogs can sense evil.
Yeah, but I think they can.
Yeah.
There are definitely people that Carter can feel funny about, who I also feel, you know, like if you get someone slightly dodgy at the door, or our removal men, they were absolute assholes. And not the ones I'm going to recommend to you.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No. They couldn't do it. So we just, it was during that crazy period of where everyone was moving because of stamp duty. So we ended up with these dodgy guys. But Carter absolutely couldn't stand them. And he was a horrid man.
They were
not a very nice team.
I'm going to have to start packing ups. Like, it's going to take a while, isn't it? When would you start?
I would definitely get like packers and get it all done if you can.
Really?
Because I just start getting rid of stuff.
I'm too much of a control freak.
Yeah, I am. And I also use it as an opportunity to try and get rid of stuff.
Totally.
So,
but surely.
Yeah.
I've got to.
I think you should start probably now if you're going.
Yeah,
you're
I should. I'm going to. I'm going to start right now.
Right now.
See you.
Bye.
unbalanced friendships.
It's something that we've talked about a few times, isn't it? And I think it's just when you perceive a relationship, well, just being more one-sided, don't you? Like either that you're needing to be the one that communicates more with them, or you're not invited to something that you think you would have been. You know, certain things are done or said that just indicate that they feel differently to how you feel about that relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, unbalanced friendships are really unhealthy. Like, but in a relationship, if you're looking at it sort of on a slider, you know, it's give and take from both. And sometimes some do give more and some take more.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It just depends on what's going on in whoever's life.
Yeah.
But I think if it then becomes this sort of habit of like always being the person that takes, you know, or you're always being the one that gives, you know, and that becomes sort of the norm.
Yeah.
That's when you've got to just kind of reevaluate things. And cut. I think, yeah, like
cut and shut.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't. Not cut.
Yeah, that's a car thing, isn't it? Cut and shut. But
James bought a cut and shut car, mate.
Yeah, friends.
Yeah, it was awful.
Lots of people,
and it was the only car that's ever like blown up on me. Like literally blew up. It's really fucking scary. I mean,
they're really dodgy.
He's such an idiot.
Shuts. I mean, did he know it was one?
No, I mean, I hope not. No. He's never admitted that.
Some people. Yeah, when we were growing up, some people bought them. But like, and I think with the unbalanced thing, I had a point and I've totally lost it.
I think where I when you wanted to do this topic, I maybe felt a bit uncomfortable because I think maybe I am a friend that gives less in relationships. I really struggle with my relationships, and I do, part of being diagnosed with the ADHD, part of what I have found really helpful is recognizing that.
Mm.
And one thing I'm trying to do this year is make more space for the people that are important to me, and give more time and energy to people. And I am making like a real effort, and I do feel like I've made like really big strides, but then like all of a sudden something will happen, or you know, I'll get really busy, or I won't feel so great, and I'll kind of go into myself a little bit, which is a definite coping mechanism of mine. And all of a sudden like 2-3 weeks have gone by and I'm like, oh shit, I was supposed to be supporting that person through this really difficult situation that they're going through. And now I haven't been in contact for 3 weeks and I feel incredibly guilty. But then I'm also, I think I like to maybe live in a bit of a state of guilt, even though I'm not Catholic. But I also am also a firm believer that friendships do, as you were talking about, they kind of flex. So like maybe one person will give more energy and one person won't. I also believe that flex happens just in terms of the friendship and who you're closer to and who you're not. And friends kind of drift in and out for various different reasons, geographical or, you know, where they are in a relationship or where they are in their life or career or so many different factors.
Yeah, totally.
And you know, I remember having a really difficult conversation with one of my best friends at university. I'd moved up to London. She was still down in Bournemouth and she definitely wanted more from me. And I remember saying, like, I can't give you more at the moment. And she was like, well, I need more. And I was like, well, I can't give you more.
Mm.
And it was like this stalemate. And we didn't talk for a few years. And I'm so fortunate that she values me enough that, you know, she let me back into her life.
Yeah.
Slowly, that's... for sure, because she wanted to protect herself. And I definitely feel she's probably, you know, we will never be as close as we once were because she needs different things from her close relationship. And actually, she probably doesn't anymore because, you know, we've grown and maybe she was going through a really hard time and whatever that situation was. But we did grow apart for a while and we didn't, you know, we didn't talk. But now it's lovely that she's back in my life and she's someone that I really value and someone who I have so many shared memories with. And at the time I think I was really angry with her about the fact that she would, I suppose, cut me out of her life because I couldn't give her more than I could give her at the time, but that's what she had to do, you know, and I need to reflect on why I couldn't give her more. And, you know, I was having quite a difficult conversation with a friend this weekend. You know, she's got a lot going on in her life and I was trying to think of that AA quote, which I still can't remember, but it's basically kind of only concentrate on the things that you can change and the things that you can control.
Yeah.
And really that's yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. and your reactions to things. So like, you know, that is something that we can control. And when you do feel sort of a negative imbalance, Because I do think, you know, good friendship, like I said, you know, it can, like you say as well,
fluctuates.
It can fluctuate, it's flexible and that sort of thing. I think what I find myself feeling or every now and then is a strong sense of certain people in my life will only really be in touch when they need something.
Mm.
And when they're going through a hard time.
Yeah.
So it's like, but when they're in a good place,
you don't really hear from them.
Mm. But when they're down, I know I'm the first person, one of the first people they'll contact. And and that's really lovely in many ways. But actually after a while, I just think it's a bit shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd say? It doesn't actually make me feel that good.
Do you know what I would joke though? Like I think I'd make a joke of that and I'd be like, you are going to have to stop paying me because this is becoming like a therapist.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's maybe what I would do and just be like, just call them out on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because then if that was me and that happened to me, like I'd make an extra special effort. Like I'd probably do something really extravagant, like send a present or something, can like really make that person feel special. So like that's definitely the route I'd go down. I'd call them out on it a little bit in all seriousness. I don't think there's anything wrong with, I've had some really difficult experiences recently with friends and you know, I think I've spoken a little bit about a friend that, you know, I'm not really speaking to at the moment.
Mm.
And you know, we have a birthday that's very close to each other and it's the first year this year that neither of us have got in contact,
which is such a shame.
I kind of set the tone because hers was first, but there was part of me that thought she'd still get back in contact because she owes me the message. But you know, we're not, and that's fine, and maybe we'll come back together and maybe we won't.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I, right, you know, rightly or wrongly, you know, yes, you haven't reached out to her, but I also just think that you've been through so much in the last couple of years that I find it quite incredulous I just don't think I'd be able to not contact you.
On the flip side, she's been through a lot.
Yeah, so maybe that's it then. You're both just going through a lot and...
I'm not angry at the situation.
No.
I'm not even upset. I'm just a bit like,
just a shame.
Disappointed.
Yeah. Disappointed that you've both got to this place. Yeah. And it's, you know, you've both
that's
got,
the thing as well.
It takes two.
It's 50-50. That's the thing, isn't
and I,
it?
But
it's
I think
like
it is.
You're both in that relationship. A relationship, you know, the classic cliche of it takes two.
It does take two.
There is a reason why people say that. Like, it does.
Totally.
You're part of it. You can't kind of stand back and go, well, it's not my fault. Our relationship is like that. You kind of do have to take ownership and think about if you're not getting what you want from that relationship, either try and get what you want from it.
Yeah, and or call
just,
it out.
Sometimes, and also sometimes you just have to go, like, you know, I've got people in my life that I want so much more from. Like,
yeah.
I want more. Yeah, I want to see you more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and when
totally.
I see you, I want you to be more honest with me. Like, I want deeper conversations with you, and I want this and I want that. And I definitely have friends that I kind of have that longing with.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason,
is it me?
Doesn't
is it
happen.
Me?
No, definitely not.
Oh my God,
not.
How
like,
rude.
I yeah. really don't want to see that girl anymore. Like, I find her really irritating.
Yeah, same. Like, Jesus.
But she basically has trapped
Shut
me into
up.
Doing, she's trapped me into doing a podcast with her. And like, I'm no, also, like, this is my ADHD as well. Like, I've also just got in the back of my mind something I said in the last episode. I'm like, oh God, why did I say that? But what were we talking about?
We were talking about unbalance. Oh, we were talking about friendship.
This is one of the other things which is really interesting, I think. Sorry, just not going back to friendships, just talking about doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Is that everyone has, like, it's obviously lovely that people are listening. I don't want to start slacking
off people are listening.
Great,
and we're
but
grateful.
Someone was saying, someone told me, they said, you should stop saying that you forgot what you talk about because it makes you seem very unprofessional.
Well, do you know what? This isn't meant to be a professional podcast, is it? So I think we're allowed. But
I think
because
we're slightly fucked.
But we do. Yeah, completely. This is definitely not an official professional. This is a very much take us as we are,
yes.
You know, and I think if we start to worry about what we say, then the whole sort of premise and vibe of our podcast just goes.
Yeah.
So there will be a bit of that.
Yeah.
But I think it's really nice just on that people have been asking for more podcasts.
For sure.
We've been having, like, which is really nice.
Yeah, lovely.
Really, really nice.
Someone said to me the other day, why have you got two Instagram accounts? And I do have two Instagram accounts. I actually have more because I've got loads for different, like, businesses and this. And I have one for the really shite homemade cards that I used to make, which was called Lucifer Cards. They were really, really shit. But yeah, anyway, I kind of have two, and one is just my name with a five because that was what was available. And the other one is called Too Much Gravy.
Yeah.
And that one really started out, actually, I set it up as it was something my dad used to say when he was putting about too much gravy. And I always think you can never have too much gravy.
No, I agree.
Ever.
Always ask for more.
Never. But I kind of set it up as a way to track my food.
Right.
In kind of quite a fun and unique way. Like, it was a very private account. Like, it wasn't a public facing account.
Yeah.
Like, it was something that I did to try and get my weight and my eating, my kind of disordered relationship with food under control.
Yeah. I've got one.
And
of those.
Too Much Gravy kind of made sense to me. It was food related. I started a blog like way back when, but I think I only ever wrote like one blog post. So I've done lots of different things like to try and creatively, I suppose, because I'm quite a creative person, although like I'm not like really talented, I suppose, but I like being creative. So anyway, that's the reason I have two accounts. And I now kind of use Too Much Gravy as like more like a kind of professional one. Like, I do kiosk stuff and you know, so it's that type of side. But Too Much Gravy was really about balance.
Yeah.
Like, the more I think about everything, the more I think that too much of anything is a bad thing, or too little. Like, it is all about balance.
It's all
whatever
about finding.
Like, it is.
And I
do think that if you are feeling, because you're a very giving person, like you really are. You give a lot, and I have lots of friends like that who are like the most amazing, amazing, amazing friends. But like, sometimes when you're such a good friend, like, your friends are never going to meet your levels.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes feeling like you're not getting back as much as you're putting in, sometimes those people just can't do that. And it's not because they don't want to or they don't care about you or all of that stuff. And that's what I mean by, I think if you just told them, maybe they would try and in their own way. Because I think the other thing that's really interesting is we only ever talk about love languages, don't we, for romantic relationships.
Yeah, but friendships have love languages as well. No,
for sure. Like, I'm quite like an acts of service person. I'm also one of those people that like I turn up. Like, yeah. You know, you invite me to something,
yeah,
I'm fucking there, dude. Like, unless, you know, there's something really bad going on or I've got something out, like I'm there.
Yeah.
That's kind of my love language. I'm not so great at the communication side in between seeing people and stuff. So maybe think about why there's that disconnect.
Yeah,
as well.
I don't get me wrong. And I've spoken to a few people about this just generally. And like, you know, this sort of came up because someone else was talking to me about this feeling and it kind of, and I thought, God, yeah, I've felt like that quite a few times.
Yeah.
But I can be really shit. Like, I can be terrible at responding to, you know, WhatsApps we talked about. You know, I'm not perfect by any stretch. And I don't expect my friendships to be perfect. I think I've just been thinking a lot lately about there are a few people in my life that I just generally hear from when they need something. I just don't think that's okay.
No, and it's not.
And I think that, you know, and I think like, how do we navigate those unbalanced friendships? And I think I've been thinking a lot about how I react to that. I just don't need to, I'm trying to accept people for who they are in the same way that I hope people accept me for who I am, you know. And people are who they are. And I'm just trying to be a bit more, but what is that way of like dealing with that? Do you just sort of cut them off and just think, do you know what, I'm sort of over you, and just distance, like not fall out, but just sort of distance? Or do you try and like, you know, dig deep and just not let it bother you so much and just, you know that you love them and they love you and actually, I don't know, it's just a feeling of being used, isn't it, that you know, because I don't mind unbalanced friendships so much. There will be times when I will call them more, or they will call me more or whatever. It's more those people that seem to, you know, Mark's noticed it as well. And so it's like, you know, that's quite a lot of drain on you.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, and people talk, like, I love that thing around, like, people talk about the radiators and
Radiators and drains.
And like, you know, you definitely have those people, but I think it's like on a case by case basis how you deal with it as well. Like, there are definitely some people that I've kind of like, you know, as I've started getting to know them, I think, oh shit, like you're just like on the take. Like, I'm not like having this like friendship. So then I would totally just distance myself.
Yeah, because I'm great. You know, it's nice to be, you know, it's not that I don't want people to call me in their hour of need. It's just that, and the person I was talking to about it, sort of who triggered it, the thoughts about it for me was sort of saying the same. It's just that you'd like them to also then call you in their hours of fun, you know, hours of like fun and sunshine,
sure.
You know, and not just be, you know, but it's like, oh, here we go. Oh, what's, you know, as soon as I get the message, I'm like, oh, something's obviously wrong. Oh, obviously they want to talk about something. And sure enough, yes. You know, and it's like,
yeah.
And after a while, that can just sort of start to piss you off, you know, or just be not piss. It can just be a bit like,
I would honestly use the old therapy line. I'd be like, I'm going to have to start charging you.
Yeah, maybe. So anyone out there, if I start offering to charge you for therapy, you know who it is.
You know I'm talking about you now.
But I do think unbalanced friendships can have, you know, I've talked to lots of people about this and lots of people have talked to me about this. Especially as we've got older, and now like in our 40s, I think people are sort of dropping some people because they do realise that like growing up together, you need to, there needs to be some sort of like equal measure, whether that comes, you know, whether you top up that bottle any which way, but that bottle needs to be topped up equally, you know?
Yeah. I think that's the other thing is like when I really thought my parents had a lot of friends when I was young. I think, you know, we've got young kids at the moment. Like, yeah. I can imagine that a lot of your friends do. You're kind of in the fucking trenches at the moment. Like, you know, you're not having that much fun on a day-to-day grind of it. You're just fucking, you know,
and you just don't know what dealing other people with it. Are going through and, either. And,
you know, you just said it there. It's like you can almost change the narrative in your own head as well of like, at least he's like, these friends are coming to me in their hour of need. Yeah, I should be. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, totally. I'm the one whose view that they want to hear. And yeah, that's,
or they
you know,
want something it, from. I guess it's the want something.
What
from.
Do they want from you though? What are they getting? Is it stuff? Is it things? Is it time? What is energy or?
No, I mean.
Is it doing things then? Is it like actually physically doing things?
No, I think, no, I don't think so. I think it is just more of a, sometimes you can just get that used feeling from people.
Yeah.
And
God, I feel like I don't get that a lot, which makes me worry. You know, when they people say
you are
like,
the user, yeah,
exactly.
Lucy, the user.
Oh my God, is that my nickname?
No,
is that
not
what people
call?
Is that how
not
people have me
you're
saved
like,
in their phone?
No, you're so, no, you're starting.
Lucy,
oh God,
the,
you know, people could think the same about me. Like I could be sat here like talking about this.
So just drop us a DM.
Yeah,
if
just
you
let
do.
Us know. Let me know if I'm really shit. Because I know I can be. I mean, the thing is, most of the time I'm apologetically like I'm really apologetic about it. And people can tell me if I'm being crap.
Yeah.
But yeah. But
I think you're pretty good. You always answer. I always think you, because I'm on a couple of groups with you and stuff, and you know, you're always straight back on there. I'm like, I can go days without replying.
I think
people.
I might start to though, because I think I, like you, I need to find some balance and I need to not.
I think I've
WhatsApp
gone too far the
much.
Other way though. Maybe. My friend actually told me at the weekend that she and her family plug in their phones downstairs before they go to bed at night.
It's a really good idea.
I thought that was amazing. They have a docking station.
Such a good idea. The blue lights.
Yeah, I think that's so nice, isn't it?
And really much better for your sleep.
Yeah, because one of my things is I don't read anymore because I find it really tiring, but I will still read my phone.
Yeah, and then you'll just...
Yeah, so that's silly, isn't it? So actually, if I left my phone downstairs, then I would maybe start reading a little bit again. I got given two really beautiful poetry books for my birthday.
Oh, good. Well, this will start your
really
poetry
cute.
Writing.
One is actually for poems in the morning, though. Which is really sweet, like a specific, this poet, who I can't remember their name, it's really bad, but has written a poem a morning, every morning, to basically, as a way to help mental health.
Yeah.
His mental health. Isn't that amazing? Because that's actually what I started to try and do with Too Much Gravy, my Instagram account, I was just talking about last week. I was like, trying to like, set an intention every morning, and like, you know, do that on Instagram. As like a way to, just like really be in the present and just trying to focus on that day. Because my like anxiety has been really bad, which means my anxiety has been really bad.
Yeah.
So just like really trying to bring it back to what do I need to
now.
Achieve today?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how could I potentially feel? And how do I want to feel? And really try and just hold on to that. Because James was telling me like since the ADHD, stuff he's been doing like quite a lot of reading and I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry, you were talking about the writing the writing, so every morning the poet and the anxiety, your anxiety, that's what you've been trying to do, set the intentions on Instagram as an accountability
it. I've lost it.
Sorry, that was a
don't worry, it's
disturbance
fine.
From someone.
It's probably rambling.
No, not
bollocks
at all.
Anyway,
no, I mean, it is called adulting bollocks.
But yeah, so I think balance is key.
Yeah,
balance is key, and if you don't have it, just try and get it.
Yeah, but I think also like
oh my God, I think I could become a guru.
Oh my God, we're like the Kardashians.
Oh my
really?
God, should we start a cult?
Oh, really? Oh, that's triggering. Oh,
maybe, yeah, we should start a cult.
Yeah, we should. We should.
Join us.
But I do think that we can manage our reactions to things. And I think that's a general
That's what
thing.
I was going to say.
We
thank
can manage
you, darling.
Our reactions.
He was saying, you're not your emotions.
Yes.
And I'm so tied to being that. And I was just like, fuck yeah. I'm not my emotions.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. We need to sort of
have... And
you
could like park your emotions over there and yeah. go, yeah, I'm really fucking angry about that, but I can kind of control it. And honestly, it's like a total head fuck to me when someone says something like that. And I'm just like, fucking hell, why did someone not say that to me 20 years ago? You absolute fucking bastard. She could have changed my life.
We need to...
Maybe I wouldn't have heard it then, though. That's the thing. Maybe you only hear things when you're ready to hear them as well. God, maybe I could be a guru.
Maybe we're therapists. Actually, why don't we do a 12-week course and call ourselves like life coaches? Or
oh my
life,
God,
or
no.
Psychotherapists or something, shall we?
Just no. I really I don't think I would be great at giving people advice.
No, I think you're brilliant at advice. We were having a chat just now and you and actually you were really helpful.
We did think about doing that as well, actually. Some other people have said that maybe what we'd be really good at is like answering your people's problems.
Totally. So send us your bollocks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you want us to discuss anything in your life, let us know and we will do that.
Totally.
Do it to death.
And we will also if you want us to discuss a topic, then that was also an idea that people can send us things to, because sometimes we've got a long list of things we want to chat about, but sometimes we have a really long list. But sometimes we just can't quite decide which ones. So if we were just told, that would be quite nice, wouldn't it?
It would take the decision away from us, because we do always have a bit of a what are we gonna do.
And
but I think we came to a good solution today, which is just one that I was feeling, which was the anniversaries one, and
like the unbalance here and there.
Yeah,
and
you're unhinged. I'm on hinge.
I think it's just also just like thinking about like
I'm not how unhinged, by the way. Sorry.
You actually is unhinged. No, we're both unhinged.
What is hinge?
We are
it's
unhinged.
A dating thing.
Hinged is
it?
A dating app.
Okay,
oh my
sorry, yeah.
But yeah, I think it should be called unhinged by all the stories I've heard. But yeah, let's just wrap this up. And also actually we need to ask people to follow our podcast or like, you know, subscribe to it or whatever.
Follow
Can
us,
you do
subscribe.
That, please?
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Right, so that's us. It's been a bit of a waffly one, but that's who we are.
Yeah.
We're just being us.
Exactly.
All right.
Having fun.
Yeah. Lots of love.
Bye.
Bye.